Okay, we have reached off Lamed here in Yerushalmi Shabbos, Lamed, and we are on Chav Tesma Beis as we continue in our sugyas in Parakira, we discussed the past day or two the issues of rechitza, of bathing on Shabbos, and we know that the Chazal were goes there because based on the story of Anshi Tveria, that's how we got into this discussion from the Mishnah, based on the fact that people were bathing on Shabbos in hot water, and they said they heated it up before Shabbos, but it was really on Shabbos, or some type of chshash. So that's why Chazal asered bathing in hot water on Shabbos. And we saw the minug that the Poskim quote already 500 years ago, that the minug is not to bathe in cold water on Shabbos either, right, as an extension. So that's what we had, yesterday's discussion. We said maybe, in the Chabit Tver you're different because that's a totally different type of reality, right? Naturally hot water, right? You don't even have to warm anything up. And therefore, we said that that was not included. Just one comment on one line before we continue where we are up to. And that is, Shmuel made a comment when someone asked a question about Mishnah. He said, oh, that person didn't learn and it wasn't Mishamish Tamid HaChachamim. Lo Yalef Lo Shimesh. The learning and even Mishamish Tamid HaChachamim are two different things. Right, even after one learns, one needs a Rebbe. Right, one needs a Rebbe. A Rebbe gives proper perspective on the Torah that one learns. Rav Soloveitchik liked to quote the Gemara in the Bavli in Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara there discusses, in the days of old, you weren't allowed to have a Zimun with an Am Haaretz. What was an Am Haaretz? Someone who was not committed in a certain area. Right, not what people colloquially say an Am Haaretz. Right, there was a halachic definition of an Am Haaretz. We discussed this in Zeroyim as well. So the Gemara there quotes a Brisa. Ezo Am Haaretz, Kol She'eino Kari Kriyashma Shachris Va'arvis. Someone who refuses, right, is against Kriyashma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol She'eino Meniach Tfilin. Benaze Omer, Kol She'eino Tzitzis Bebigdo. Yet each of these are symbolic of a certain yesod in Yadus, which is rejected. Rabbi Nelson Omer, Kol She'ein Mezoz Al Pischo. Rabbi Nelson Omer, Kol She'eish Lo Banim, Ve'eino Magadol Lo Tabat Torah. Right, they have children, they refuse to give them a Jewish education. All different opinions. Acherim omrim afilu kara v'shana v'lo shimesh tamen chacham hareza am haaretz. Even if somebody learns a ton, mikra and mishnah, but he doesn't have a rebbe, hareza am haaretz. Right? He's a rebbe. Again, some of our rebbeim bizman hazeh they talk about is our svarim. Right? There's a halacha shulchan aruch. You can't pasken b'makom rabo. So the pischei tshuva on the bottom of the yaradeya says, oh, what does that mean bizman hazeh? You can't paskin without looking at a sefer. Because those are rebbeim. And therefore, if a rabbi cavalierly, with a shiloh that's not so pasher, if somebody asks me, can I drive on Shabbos? Okay. But if somebody asks me a shiloh that I have to look up and I don't look it up and I paskin, without that, then I should be looking it up. So then that's a bechina of paskining in front of one's rebbe without asking. So again, there's the Eino Mishamish Tamid Chacham, the same lashon that's used. Their brachas, mem zayin, amid base. Okay, so we are up to the middle of Chav Tesma Beis. We spoke about carrying towels. Rebbe was matir carrying the towel. He wasn't worried about squeezing out the towel, which again we said would be a malacha of malabein, squeezing out. We know squeezing out is really two different malachas. Bali Tosva say this in a few places of Besecha Shabbos. And that is, there's schita of dash and there's schita of malabein. Schita of dash is like squeezing a fruit. That's dash. That's threshing. Like you want the item out of the husk of the fruit. And the Rambam says that's milking a cow. That's all wounding somebody, according to the Rambam, is dash. Malabein is where the squeezing out as part of the process of cleaning. Right? Lamai nafkamina, do you want what's squeezed out or not? Dash, you want what's squeezed out. You squeeze out a fruit. You squeeze out anytime you want something from what's squeezed out from a milking a cow, a woman expressing milk on Shabbos. So all of that is within the world of dash because you want what's squeezed out. By malabein, rinsing is also part of, and squeezing out is also part of the cleaning process. But you don't want what comes out, right? That's how you know the difference. If it goes holich le'ibud, but it's part of the cleaning process. We know that in the cleaning process hasn't changed in thousands of years. The same three steps that took place in the days of the Talmud take place now, right? One has the soaking, and the agitating, and the spinning, right? All three of those are separately usher d'oraisa on Shabbos. If I just touch water to a stain. That's number one. That's touching it. Agitating when it shakes. That's that loud part of the cleaning process. And then squeezing out is also part of the cleaning, because when there's dirty water inside, so it's dirty. It's when I squeeze out that liquid. So that's part of the cleaning process. And it's the last process, the spin cycle. So all of this. So here the whole Gemara spoke about how whether one has to be choshesh, if one is carrying a wet towel, am I going to squeeze out and violate the schita malabein? So Rebbe did not think it was a problem. Today, we continue now. Middle of Chav Tesla Beis. Even though we spoke about bathing, so what about what we would call showering? Not dunking in water, but having water put on me on Shabbos. So the Brisa says, Ein mishtatvin lo b'chana lo b'tzonin. You can't, right? One does not allow to shower in hot or in cold on Shabbos. Amar b'yudaber pazi, v'damathisa kodim ad shelo hitir chachamim chamitveria. This brisa was before the chachamim matir chamitveria, because why? Detani harochis b'chamitveria hu mezali fal, because in chamitveria there are some kulas. This brisa that says no, right? So that was before, remember, they rematered. They ossered everything, and then they went slowly back and they matered certain things, as we saw yesterday. So the Braisa says, because there are certain types of situations where one can be showering with Chamit Feria. Some say after Chamit Feria, they showered in cold in order to get off some of the dirt or slime that might have been in the natural springs. So that would have been connected. So that also would be okay if it's connected to the Chamit Feria. So Aruch is Chamit Feria. Who mezali falatzmo? So different day is, what did they allow in Chamit Feria? So the first opinion says that you had to sprinkle on yourself, which is a type of shinui. Usually by Chamit Feria, I guess there was someone who sprinkled on you. So it would be unusual to do it, but that's what was required on Shabbos. Who mezali falatzmo? Alachem lo yizal falo, but others cannot sprinkle and pour water on you. Rav Shimon Menasya Omer, afilu hu lo yizalif al atzmo. No, even he cannot be mezalif hot on himself. That's also a problem. Bnei shu mar besa hevel umachaber es hakarka. Separate, not because of the washing, but because it could lead to smoothing out. If you pour on you, so then it might hit the floor and smooth out the floor. But again, you can be mezalif bitzonein. With cold, you can. And that's what the Gemara says, that brisa that we just quoted before about no mishtatvin, no showering, that was before they battered by the Chamei Tveria. Period. Ravacha bar Yitzchak ol Mizri imba bar mamal batris bar yatzes. Rabbi Acha went into the bathhouse with ba bar mamal in the bathhouse of bar yatzes. Chama chad bar nash, they saw a person, mezayif al garme, they saw somebody sprinkling water on himself. Amalei, kaze aser b'Shabbos. Right, what do you mean? That's really also on Shabbos. In hot. Right, that's going to be marbe, the steam, and which we said steam, Chazal asered steaming on Shabbos also, and it's going to smooth out the ground, which is an issue of mashvegumos. So this is the story that they went and they said it's not allowed. Rabbi Yavahu chornin mizalfin. Rabbi Yavahu walked into a bathhouse once and there were other people that were sprinkling on themselves. V'nafali lave, and some of it fell on him. V'hu amar va, and he says, whoa, what's going on here? So unclear. Was he upset? Was he saying, oh, this is okay? Unclear exactly what his reaction was. But he said, va, right? So the Rechai Kanievsky says he was upset because it got on him. And that he didn't want others to sprinkle on him, because as we said before, others sprinkling on you is aser on Shabbos. Rebbe Levanti, all Mischi and Rebbe Yona, he went in with Rebbe Yona, Chama Chad Barnash, Mizalef Agarme, he saw somebody sprinkling on themselves, Amarle, Lesan and Srichin, Cheshashan Lichidoya. We don't have to worry about a Das Yachid. What's the Das Yachid? Rebbe Chaim Gadievsky, Rebbe Menasya. Rebbe Menasya, who said earlier that everything's aser. Right, he can't even be mezalif al atzmo, so we don't have to worry about that. Meaning, this guy's doing the right thing; he's sprinkling on himself, and it is okay. Okay, a different day is about bathhouses in the days of old, but again, our day and age, we aser basically everything. Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, your day at Tzadi Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, all mischi im Rabbi. Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba one time went into the Chamit Feria with Rabbi Amarle, Mao Meitan Slochisa. Go aglasa. Could I take, it seemed that after they went into the Chavit Feria, they had some oil that they smeared on themselves to feel good afterwards. So they wanted to warm, he wanted to warm up the oil before he smeared on himself. So he wanted to put it into, there in the, he wanted to take the bottle of oil and put it in the water that they, they're with. Put it in the bathhouse. Put it in the bath. So is he allowed to warm up the oil like that? Right? On Shabbos. That was his question. Amar lei, hava go natzla. No, no, no. Put it in the ladle, in a ladle, a natzla, a ladle, like a cup. The, he nasas kikli shady. And if you have the ladle, so you mean you can't put it directly into the bath because that would be like a kli rishon. The chabi tveria is being heated by whatever is being heated. But if you take some water out in a ladle, so then that would be called a kli shady, and therefore that would be okay. So this opens up the world here, kli rishon and kli shady. The Gemara says in the Bavli in Shabbos Daf Mem, kli shady eino mevashel. Right? Kli rishon is a problem, as we saw and as we'll see in the next Mishnah as well. A kli rishon is a kli, a vessel that was heated on the fire, even if it's not on the fire anymore. You can have a kli rishon al ha'esh and a kli rishon shehusar me al ha'esh. They both have the status of kli rishon, and many assume that even a kli rishon off the fire can be bishul de'oraisa situation, right? As long as it's still yatzo ledesbo, as long as it's still boiling hot. But the Mishnah says kli sheni eino mevashel. A kli sheni, no problem. Which is, hard to figure out because why is that true? You could have a kli sheni that it's even hotter than a kli rishon. You could have a kli rishon that's taken off the fire for a few minutes. It's still yatzo ledesbo, but it went down to a certain temperature. You could have a kli sheni, you have a kli rishon that you poured right into a kli sheni and it's still boiling hot. So it's not about temperature. It's not about temperature. Kli sheni and mevashel. And again, lemaisa will have a mishnah later on in Masechta Shabbos, where the mishnah says, that there are certain things that cook even in a kli sheni, what's called in the halacha kali bishul, things that cook easily. And most things we don't know if they're kali bishul or not. So that's why we assume that even in a kli sheni, unless you know for sure, you can't cook anything in a kli sheni. Unless you don't know for sure, it's not kali bishul. There are a few things we know that are not kali bishul, but that's why we don't cook even we don't rely even in a kli sheni is could be a potential problem. But why is kli sheni any different? Right in here, he said, put in the ladle, and then that could be the kli sheni. So Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Mem says, Teima, Maishna kli sheni mi kli rishon. What is the difference? Why is kli sheni any better? Di'i yatzo ledes, if it's still boiling hot, I feel a kli sheni nami. Even a kli sheni should be a problem. Vi'eini yatzo ledes, and even if it's not yatzo ledes anymore, I feel a kli rishon nami in a mavashel. Even a kli rishon is okay. It loses its status of kli rishon once it's not boiling hot anymore. The Shlomar Tosfos says, and it's a much discussed Tosfos, what Tosfos means. Tosfos says, Lefisha b'kli rishon, mitoch she'aman ala or, dofnosav chamin, umachzik chomoz man meruba, it's those walls. The walls of the utensil of the kli. When you have a kli that was on the fire, so then the direction of the heat is like boiling hot. It's not getting cooler, meaning the container is not cooling off what's inside. It's with the item, whatever's inside, it's all hot. And eventually it'll cool down. But that's a kli rishon. L'kach nasu bo shir, yatzo ledes al yatzo ledes. Avo kli sheni, afal gab di yatzo ledes bo, mutter. She'ein dofnosav chamin, v'holech umiskarer. The issue is the direction. The direction that it's going in. The kli sheni, the kli is cooling what's inside. That's the direction it's going in, and that's what makes it into a kli sheni. Wow. Okay, that's Tosfos. That's Tosfos' Yisod. There are others that are Sameach, has in one place, the Rebbeir Simcha, he says maybe it's kind of like Koach Kocho. It's too far from the original source. So it's a different type of Svara. It's not based on Dofnosa Makaros or Mechamamos, but it's like Kocho and Koach Kocho, which we have in Hilchos Tetilas Yadayim and Hilchos Ritzicha. Right? You know, sometimes things are too far away from the original, have it by the Chiyav Galus in Ir Miklat. That's issue number one. The other important point to discuss here is that what did he say? Put it in the ladle. Put it in the ladle, and then that could, and then it's the kli sheni. What's a kli sheni? A kli sheni means you have a kli rishon that was on the fire, then you pour it into another kli, and that becomes a kli sheni. A ladle goes into the kli rishon. So is that clearly a kli sheni? It went into the kli rishon. So this is a major machlokas achronim. Right, if we're talking about the same type of ladle, the Taz in Yeredeya and Simon Tzadi Beis quotes the Maharil. The Maharil says, kli sheni. And the Taz says, not so fast. I'm not so convinced. It went in. The Taz says, for sure, if you kept the ladle in the pot until, for a few minutes, until it started steaming itself, then for sure I would say the ladle has the status of a Kli Rishon. If you put it in and took it out right away, so maybe. A big, very halacha l'maisa, right? If you're serving soup on Shabbos, with a ladle, we used to do, and then you put the ladle, you put the soup into the bowl, is the bowl a Kli Rishon Sheni or is a bowl a Kli Shlishi? Right? Is the ladle considered a Kli Sheni, so the bowl is a Kli Shlishi? My nafkamina. Let's say, I don't know, I'm gonna try to put some challah. I want to put some of my challah into the hot soup. So the challah was baked. It wasn't cooked. And we paskin yesh bishalach harafia. Right? There could be. If one wants to put croutons, like the yellow soup nuts, that's not a problem, because those were deep fried. And that was mavushal already. Ain't bishalach habishal. But if somebody has a baked item, I don't know, the cube croutons, which are baked and not fried, so that's a big shiloh. Big shiloh meaning, what is the bowl? Is the bowl a cliche? If it's not hot anymore, yes or lettuce bowl, then it's not a shiloh. But if it's still boiling hot, yes or lettuce bowl, then that's a big question. Is this a cliche? Is this a cliche? So the Maharil says, clicheni. The Taz says, Kli Rishon. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Not sure exactly what the Mishnah Berurah holds, but that's why Achronim assume maybe it's a sfeik of the din, and we're not exactly sure. So when it comes to the ladle itself, so we'll be machmer, treat the ladle as a Kli Rishon. But regarding the bowl, we'll treat it as a Kli Shlishi. That's how some interpret the Mishnah Berurah, the seer of the Mishnah Berurah. But either way, the ladle is a fascinating topic because it's in the Kli Rishon, but it's not. And here we have the ladle, so it seems to be treated like a Kli Shady. Okay, let us continue. Reb Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Shoalin Hilchas Haberchas Haberchas Haberchas. Yeshua Ben Levi says you can ask halachas of a bathhouse in a bathhouse. Hilchas Beisakise Beisakise. You can ask halachas of the bathroom in the bathroom. Kahadar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like the following story. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, all mis, once we're talking about bathhouses, so other halachas, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, all mischi, in Rabbi Meir, he went into the bathhouse with Rabbi Meir, Amalei, ma'ala kaneach. Can you, what does kaneach usually means to wipe? So what does it mean, wipe here? So if you look at the Pnei Moshe says, can you dry yourself? Ma'ala kaneach atzmo mimei rechitza, that's what he's asking. Chaim Gadevsky assumes, can you dry yourself with a towel? Let's talk about Luntis. So you look at the others. Others say, maybe could you clean the floor? Right? You're in a bathhouse. So the kaneach, even though it usually means like clean oneself in the bathroom, but here it's clearly not because you're talking about a beis averchatz. You're not talking about a beis akise. So can you, that's what the assumption is. So mala kaneach, amar le'aser. No, you can't. Mala diach. Can you sprinkle water to clean yourself, to clean the floor? Amar le'aser. So what do you see from there? He answered questions in the bathroom, in the bathhouse. So you see, he could answer questions in the bathhouse. So the statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi said you could answer questions in the bathhouse or in the bathroom. The story that was just brought was about the bathhouse. Lo kein Shmuel shal l'Rav. But one second. Didn't we have Shmuel asked Rav, ma'olanus amen b'makom metunaf. Can you answer questions in this area where there is davar metunaf, where there is excrement, where there's meiraglayim, v'hu amar aser, and he said aser, v'aser da'amris l'cha aser. So didn't he ask him, can you answer in the makom metunaf? And he said aser, and the aser that you just said is aser. So what does that mean? Was this so machlokas? Was he actually in the makom metunaf when he gave this question and he said it's aser, and what I just said was aser, or was he saying had I said this in the bathroom, even just saying this word aser is aser? So unclear exactly whether he actually said it or not. Let's just do one more line. Ashkach Tanatani, meaning, so he's asking Rav Shua ben Levi, fine in the Beis HaMerchas, but in the Beis HaKiseh, which is Makom Metunaf? So the answer, Ashkach Tanatani, Shoalin Hilchas Merchas, but Merchas, but Hilchas HaKiseh, Beis HaKiseh, yeah. You have it in the bathroom. Even in the bathroom, one would need. Two points. And that is, the Rishonim discuss here, what exactly was the whole Shaila here? Because even if you want to say, you can't like say over a Ksos HaChoshen in the bathroom, Stam. But here the issue is what's called La'afrusha Meisura. They're asking a Shaila about what's going on right now. Right now, he's like, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? So that for sure you can answer in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. Right? La'afrusha Meisura, all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ramban, all the Rishonim ask in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Mem. I don't even know what the whole question was here. Okay, can you say a Dvar Torah in the bathroom? Okay, or in the bathhouse. That's something to discuss. But if somebody asks you a Shaila, is this the way to take a shower halachically? Is this the way to go to the bathroom halachically? That you can't answer in the bathroom? He's going to do something wrong unless you answer him. That's the question. I'll read from the Rashi. V'heichav isalka daitan delashavke lemevet isur v'lo amarlei. You going to not answer him and let him do the isur? So they struggle with this. Ikalameimar mishum davi matzi lameimar kamanda lo tzarach lachi. He could have like somehow kind of said like, oh, you don't need to do that. Could have said it in a non-halachic psak answer type of way. He could have said that. V'lo lemalei ein medichin to lashon hora'ahu. He didn't have to give him a psak. He could have said, oh, you're pretty clean. You don't really need to do that. Aren't you already dry? You don't really need that towel. He could have said something that implied that it was a problem. So that's what they, that was the question. Umemela shaminan, talfushini bisurin, shari lamemar, afila blashon hora. V'chinami shari lamemar, avid lihachi. So he continues. The Rambam, also, the Rambam in the Kesef, in the Hilchas Kriyashma. Rambam Hilchas Kriyashma says, Paragimel. He says, Dvarim shel chol mutalam in blashon hakodesh besakise. He says, if the content is not Torah, then you could say it even in Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh. Because it goes by the content. V'chein ha-kinuyin. Also, the kinuyim of God. Kigon, Rachum, Chanun, Rachum, Neman, V'chayosu, and Mutal Amr, V'sakisei. Aval ha-shemos ha-miyuchadin, v'ein shemos she'inim chakin, the shemos of Hashem, you can't be maskered in V'sakisei, u'be'beis ha-merchatz ha-yashan. V'im nizdamin lo la-hafrish v'davar ha-asur. But if you need to prevent somebody from doing an avera, but based on merachas v'besakise, mafresh v'afilu b'lashon kodesh u'binyani kodesh. There's no limitations. If the whole point, the whole thing is about why can you say things in the bathroom? It's kavod Hashem. It's kavod Hashem. But if somebody's about to do something wrong, it's more kavod Hashem to tell him what to do, to stop him from doing something wrong. If it's something about Shabbos or anything else. So that's what the Rambam says. The Kesher Mishnah just leaves it at Tzarach Ian. He says there are other Gemaras that talk about not giving Sheila Shalom in the bathroom. The Rambam sounds like the only thing you can say in the bathroom are Shemos of Hashem. But the Gemara says you can't give Sheila Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because that's like Shem Hashem. So that's why Tzarach Ian, he wonders why the Rambam doesn't mention that. Yeah, we mentioned in the past also the discussion of if you're not saying Shalom Aleichem, but somebody's name happens to be Shalom, and you say that in the bathroom, right? Is that okay? Is that allowed right, where you're allowed to talk about other things? Could you say a shame that's used by people? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. In Biyantav Kabbat Shukma Biyantas. Remember the Mishnah said, the Anshe Tveria back on Chaf Ches Amit Aleph. The Chachamim said, if the water was heated on Shabbos, you can't use it. If it was heated on Yantif, it's like water that was heated on Yantif, and you could use it for washing, for drinking and not for washing. For drinking and not for washing. So, Chabashuk Mabi Yadav V'chulu. So the question is, that the Gemara is going to implicitly deal with, is that there's a Mishnah in Beitzah that says you could warm up water on Yantif to use to wash your hands. So why would this Mishnah sound like that you, if water that was heated on Yantif, you can't use to wash? Right? The Mishnah in Beitzah sounds like you can. That's the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, of Mitoch. Since you can warm up hot water to drink, you can warm up water to wash. So we'll see. So Chamin. So first we quote the following. Chamin shuch bo biyantif. Fachin chamin shuch bo be'erev Shabbos l'Shabbos. Water that was heated on Yantif or before Shabbos. Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar. Marchis. You can take a shower. Fine. But one says, Marchis behem panav v'raglav. You could wash your hands, face, and feet. V'charana Amar. Marchis be'kol gufo ivar mivarim. No, you can wash your whole body limb by limb. You can't go in all at once, but limb by limb, an arm and another arm and a leg, one after another. Meaning there's some type of limitations about washing on Yantif or on Shabbos with water from beforehand. I don't know who says what, Rav and Shmuel, who says only hands and face and feet, and who says all body, one by one. Min mad detani Shmuel. For the fact that Shmuel says, Marchas by upon the other Veraglov, so once I learn that Shmuel is the one that has that limitation, which is what we paskin, by the way, have a Rav, do Amar Marchas by Kol Gufo, Evar Mevar. So I know Rav is the other one that says you can wash your whole body, limb by limb. Period. Again, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chavav, when it talks about washing on Shabbos, it says you can wash your hands, face, and feet. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Aser Lerchos Kol Gufo, Afil Kol Evar. Even limb by limb, you can't wash on Shabbos. Afilu b'mayim shofmu be'erev Shabbos. Right? Even on Erev Shabbos. Afilu lishpoch mayim al gufo. Even to shower. You're not bathing, you're showering. That's also usher. Aval mutar lirchos b'mayim panav yadav v'raglav. Hands, face, and feet are usher. Oshare varim koshine roches kol gufo. If somebody mitztar harbe, post can talk about it, but that's the maker I did. Chad philosophos. Shala bar kapara. A certain, I don't know if you would translate it, says philosopher, but somebody asked bar kapara. Avlet shala l'revi sarisa. Or, another version, avlet, ask levi sarisa. Mutter lishos vasar l'rechos, I don't understand. You can warm up water on Yantif. To drink and not to wash, what's the difference? What's the difference? On Shabbos, everything's asr, fine. But on Yantif, why would there be this distinction? Amarlei, imtira saris mechabik imishtacha, shemei naralacha. So he gives him a mashal. He says, if you see a eunuch, a saris who's impotent, if you see him, you know, hugging your wife, are you going to be upset? Amarlei, in. Yeah, of course I'm going to be upset. Amarlei, umachi hu laklom, it's never going to lead to anything. It's never going to lead to anything. And after all, there's nothing, he can't do a maisabiyah. Can't do a maisabiyah. Amarlei, shu lizis parei. He says, no, if you start that type of behavior, it could lead to things. You know, if my wife starts hanging out with, a saris, then she might have to start. So you have to be choshesh. Amarlei, v'hachash, lizis partsus. He says, here too, if you start letting people, you know, bathe on Yantif, so they're avarim, avarim. So things could lead to other, you know, things that you don't want to happen. Okay. Kibitcha yatsa. Amrla tamidav. Once the person, the questioner went out, his tamidav said, come on, Rabbi. Kibitcha yatsa. Amrla tamidav. Rabbi. Lazeta chisa bakarna. Lanumat meshiv. We know that's not a real answer. We know you were just like trying to keep him interested and give him an answer about what's the real chilek. What's the real chilek that you can't watch on Yantif? We don't believe that chilek. Amrla hami says, varik far nemar. I'll tell you the real answer. Achashiachalachal nefesh. Because the pasuk says, whatever is for ye'ochal l'chol nefesh, that you're allowed to do. Which Chazal Darshan, it's not mentioned explicitly here, Chazal Darshan, that it has to be a davar hashavet l'chol nefesh. It has to be, the only thing that you're allowed to do on Yantif is something that is, for a hana'ah that is considered normative and very common. And therefore, showering and bathing the whole body was not a davar shalom nefesh in the days of the Talmud, and therefore it is asr. So that's the big shayla b'zman hazeh. What about b'zman hazeh when many shower every day, every other day at least, right? So what about showering on Yantif? You know, one should ask their local posik. Okay, because whether that changed. Mol yir agar shas b'edah b'shabbos. So back to the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah quoted these two types of contraptions that warm up water, a mol yir and a nantichi. A mulyar, we said, as long as it was swept out, you could drink from it on Shabbos. And on Tichy, even if it's swept out, you can't drink from it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, to a mulyar, if it's swept out, you can. Ha'im eino garif lo. But if it's not swept out, then you can't? So the question is either, it's mitztamik varala. What's the worry? Right? Water, when it's boiling, if you keep it on, it gets worse. So what are you worried about? Or the question is, what, there's no other option? You can cool it? Only garif, not katum? Right? One of those two questions. Aber of Shain. The problem here is a separate issue, which we haven't touched on yet. And that is the type of contraption here is where the pot of water sits in the coals itself. And therefore, even if you swept out some of them, it's still in the coals. And that's an issue of hatmana, insulation. Insulation, which we'll talk about, Rav Hashem, later on in the parak and really in the next parak. And that is insulation is going to be asur, even if it's fully cooked. And even if you it's mavusha called sarcho. There are limitations about how you insulate food on Shabbos. This Gemara sounds like insulation, even if it's not totally surrounding the pot, which is a major machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What if you have insulation just on the bottom of the pot? That's what it sounds like from here. It's just sitting in the coals, not the top. That's the big crockpot shayla, the last psak where Shlomo Zalman gave, right? Hatzmada b'miksas. So we'll talk about that. But that's what Rav Shain says. The issue here by the Mulyar is the Hatmada. That's number one. Amrev Chanina, Bereder of Hillel, on a different reason. Mipnei Shaharuach, Nichneses, Begufo, Vagacholim, Boeres. No, this type of contraption had slots in it, so the wind, the air, the breeze could get in and make the coals light up again. And therefore, even if you sweep it, so it's still not considered swept. Amrev Yossi Barbun, number three. Mipnei Shuasi Prakim, Prakim. No, it's made by a couple of parts that are stuck together, for whom is Yari, and you're nervous. Shemen is Achel Dibuko Vubosef Mayim. It could be that it's going to get so hot that the pieces are going to come apart from each other. So you're going to want to put in cold water in order to keep it cooler so it doesn't just fall apart. So another, a third reason why, even if it's swept out, there's a chashash. And that's three. Fine. Antichi, these other contraptions, even more chomer. Even if it's swept out, you can't drink from it. Because it retains the heat very much in its walls. And therefore, either it's hatmor, gzera shema, you might do something because you know it's boiling hot, you might put something else in there. So again, it's a type of contraption that there's extra worry that you might move it on Shabbos. Rabbanan tekesarin, rafuna b'shem rav, emaisa grufo, psucha mutter. If it's open to the elements, therefore it's not as hot as a normal one, that would be mutter, that would be allowed. Period. Okay, says the Mishnah, let's at least start this. Mecham shepinu lo yitin l'tocha mayim sonim b'shol sheyechamu. As we said earlier, a mecham, you have a kli rishon, a boiling hot kli that you took off the fire, you can't put a little of cold water in it, because a kli rishon off the fire is also going to cook. And therefore, you can't put some cold water in it b'shul sheyichamu to warm up the water. Aval nosein hula socho ula tocha kos kedei lashirin. But what you can do is, the way the maskan is going to be, you can put a lot of cold water in it so that it ends up just being lukewarm. Ula tocha kos, or just put stuff into a klisheni kedei lashirin in order to make it lukewarm. To make it lukewarm, that one is allowed to do. Mecham shebido leitel tocha tzorne v'chulus, Rabbi Bar Breder, Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says, even putting, can you put a lot of cold water into a kli rishon? So we just interpreted the Mishnah. Yes, that's how Rav interprets it. Rabbi Yochanan does not. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, lo shana lo tocha kos. You're only allowed to put the cold water into a kli sheni. Halaso halo. But putting it into the kli rishon itself, even if it's off the fire, and even if you're putting it a lot, it's aser. Amar Rabbi Mana, kashisei kumi Rabbi Ba, lotani Rabbi Yochanan al-sofa. So find the seifa Rabbi Yochanan could re-understand that it's only talking about the kli sheni. Lotani al-reisha, what about the first line of the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? You can't put water in it, bishvil sheyechamu, for it to get boiling. Halaf shiran lo, but if you want to just make it lukewarm, putting in a lot of water, doesn't the first line of the Mishnah sound like it's mutter? You can't put it into the kli rishon to get boiling, but to get it a little lukewarm, you can. So asa Rabbi Ba Bar Kana, Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi b'shem Rav. So Rav argues, yeah, im lachamim on aser, im lafshir and mutter. If it's to make it boiling, you can't put it into the kli rishon. But if you can make it lukewarm, it's going to be mutter. So we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Can you put a lot of cold water into a boiling hot kli rishon off the fire if your goal is just to make it lukewarm and you're not cooking it? So that is a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And we're going to see that maybe that is a machlokes tanoim as well, as we will see. I guess we have to stop here by Tani. Again, there's so much here, as you see, from these dafim, but we're doing our best to keep on schedule with the daf. Okay, we'll stop here.